This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Celebrating 10 years on the air, thanks to Australia's only LGBTIQ+ radio station, Joy 94.9. This is QNN.
Hi there, I'm Judy Kelly and this is your QNN update. Singer Sam Smith has released an alternative Queen speech for the LGBTIQ+ community. The video features prominent members of the community reflecting on the highs and lows of 2019 while celebrating diversity. Inspired by Cecil Beaton's portraits of Princess Margaret, the film stars dressed up for the shoot in flamboyant costumes.
Celebrating all queer bodies, no matter what form they may take. Redefining the rules to make space for those whose identity cannot be defined by the confines of he or she.
Harry Potter creator J.K. Rowling has found herself cancelled after showing support for a woman who was fired for her opinion that there were only two genders. Earlier this year, Maya Forstater filed a lawsuit claiming her employer, the Centre for Global Development, discriminated against her because of beliefs she has often shared on Twitter, namely that a person cannot change their sex, and her opposition to the proposed changes to the United Kingdom's Gender Recognition Act that would allow people to legally change their gender. A tribunal ruled against Forstater last week on the grounds that her belief is not a philosophical belief protected by British law. In June, Rowling was criticised for liking a tweet by an anti-trans YouTuber, which her publicity team tried to pass off as a clumsy and middle-aged moment. But this week was the first time the 54-year-old explicitly broadcast her viewpoint to her 14 million Twitter followers. Adidas will start selling a new collection designed with singer Beyoncé next month in a relaunch of her Ivy Park brand that includes shoes, clothes and accessories, mostly in maroon, orange and cream. Adidas described the collection as gender neutral. It includes jumpsuits, cargo pants, hoodies and cycling shorts, mostly featuring signature Adidas triple stripes. The German sportswear brand announced it was teaming up with the singer in April to relaunch the Ivy Park brand Beyoncé started in 2016, together with British fashion chain Topshop. The collection launches January 18th. Colombian Claudia Lopez, the first openly gay woman to be elected mayor of Bogota, and of any capital in the Americas, has married her girlfriend just weeks before taking office. Lopez announced her wedding, a private civil ceremony in the capital Bogota, to Angelica Lozano on social media. The centre-left politician, known as an anti-corruption crusader, on January 1st becomes Bogota's mayor, a job regarded as the most powerful political post in Colombia after the presidency. "I love you, my divine Angelica. Thank you for existing and for always loving me," the 49-year-old Lopez wrote on Twitter. "Thank you all for sharing our happiness and for your good wishes." In sports news, an intersex Ugandan athlete who had irreversible surgery to alter her natural testosterone levels is suing World Athletics for violating her human rights. Annette Negesa was told in 2012 that she would not be allowed to compete in the London Olympics. She says she was advised by a World Athletics doctor to have the surgery, claim that World Athletics denies. 27-year-old Negesa says that since her surgery, she has suffered from depression and joint pains and she has not returned to competition. Negesa was a 3-time national champion and took home a gold medal at the 2011 All Africa Games. An independent review commissioned by Football Federation Australia has found there was no evidence of a plot against former Matildas coach Alan Stajic after he reportedly blamed a secret lesbian mafia for his sacking in January. A report from the 3-person panel says they were unable to discover any evidence of a formal lesbian mafia, a term Stajic denies he ever used, or that the decision to terminate the Matildas head coach contract was driven by personal bias or in pursuit of other agendas. However, the panel made recommendations on improving the running of Australia's men's and women's national football teams, including a better feedback mechanism to deal with players' complaints. That's what's been making news in the LGBTIQ community this week. The QNN team will be back next week, or you can find us wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Judy Kelly.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.